Bronner just goes running straight at me. He looks at me and he smiles, flicks the ball with his hand. The ball spins in the air, but I was transfixed on Brian. I sat back going, that's skill level. I've never seen that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Leinster head coach Leo Cullen hails remarkable Cian Healy. He'll become a record breaker with the province tomorrow. Felix Jones is given the cold shoulder by England head coach Steve Borthwick. And we hear from Joe Schmidt and Scott Robertson ahead of Bledisloe 2 in Wellington. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Cian Healy will become a record breaker for Leinster tomorrow night. He's been named to start at Loosehead for their URC fixture with the Dragons at the Aviva and will become the most capped player in the province's history in the process. Tomorrow night's game will be Healy's 281st appearance in a Leinster jersey, surpassing the record he currently shares with Devon Toner. His head coach Leo Cullen led the tributes today, recalling his impressions of Healy during their time playing together.
Yeah, listen, he was a joy to play with. You know, I like scrummed behind Cian more often than not. So, you know, it was, yeah, listen, it was, you know, you used to marvel at some of the things he was able to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking, obviously, you know, there's the basics of set piece play from a front row. But, like, you know, he was able to do, like, some freakish things at the start. You know what I mean? We're looking back at some of his highlights this week. You know, he scored a try where he does someone up the sideline with a sidestep and scores in the corner. And, you know, the power that he shows with some of his ball carrying, like, he was so devastating in terms of momentum, like a momentum gainer for a team. So obviously Leinster being the team, as in the team he's representing. So his ability to generate momentum for the team was just like nobody else, really, particularly in terms of front row forwards. So, yeah, no, listen, he's been phenomenal. So, great family and everything there behind him. So, yeah, delighted for Cian, yeah. And listen, it's always tricky talking ahead of games because ultimately it comes down to preparing and getting to the game and then performing in the game and then you sort of reflect afterwards. So, but yeah, listen, it's an amazing milestone that he has achieved. And yeah, listen, hopefully he goes well in the game is the most important bit.
Healy's promotion from the bench is one of seven changes to the team that opened the season with a win away to Edinburgh last week. Behind Healy, Brian Deeney replaces Conor O'Tierney alongside James Ryan in the second row, and Will Connors is in for Scott Penny at openside flanker. Jordan Larmour switches wings, starting on the right in place of the injured Tommy O'Brien this week, with Jimmy O'Brien introduced on the left. Liam Turner comes in for Gary Ringrose at outside centre, and there's a new halfback pairing of Luke McGrath and Ross Byrne. Michael Milne is fit enough for a place on the bench after shaking off an ankle injury, but there's still no place for Orgie Snyman, who's expected to return from a foot injury next week. Harry Tector and Gus McCarthy keep their places in the team, despite their impending departure to South Africa with Emerging Ireland. And Cullen was asked about the impact made by Tector last week at the Hive.
Really focused on playing 12 since we came back at the start of pre-season, and it's paid off now. So Charlie's gone really well during the pre-season games, and he's deserved his opportunity to start last week, and I thought he acquitted himself really well in the game. So we talked in the lead into the game, you know, with three academy players in the starting 15. And they were there on merit because, yeah, we have to manage certain guys back in, as we all know. But there was still a good competitive group that we had over those two pre-season games. So Gus McCarthy, Conor Tierney and Charlie Tector being the three academy players. So they all produced decent moments during the game. You know, Charlie did incredibly well for his try. You know, and it's great. That's sort of, it's, you know, you don't coach that, some of those skills, is it? Like, it's this, you know, there's a certain decision making part of it, but, you know, his ability to catch high ball and, you know, his ability to back himself, which is fantastic. Comes up at a big moment later in the game where he comes up with a charge down on Ben Healy's attempted drop goal. And he had lots of other moments in the game, you know, the nice sort of circle pass for another try as well. So, yeah, no, this is really pleasing for Charlie. And again, like all the guys, he just wanted to be able to kick on now, and he gets another opportunity. You would have seen that he's been called into the Emerging Ireland trip as well. You know, so he gets the opportunity to play in this game, similar to Gus. Again, John McKee picked up an injury as well last week, so he's unavailable this week. So, hence, Gus is going to play, but those two guys hopefully will will pick up with the Emerging Ireland gang. They already are in camp at the moment. So, and again, hopefully get some more opportunities over there and compress his case. And listen, you know, I'll go back to being open-minded about all the individuals. You know what I mean? Like, nobody was talking about Charlie Sector maybe a few weeks ago, where it's great to see that people are talking about him now. But that's what you want for everybody, really.
Felix Jones has been frozen out by England head coach Steve Borthwick. Last month, the former Munster and Ireland fullback announced his intention to quit as England defence coach. Jones had only linked up with England following last year's World Cup, which was his second as part of the Springbok staff. It's believed Jones was unhappy with the turmoil around the England coaching staff, but he still must serve out a 12-month notice period. Alan Walters also left England with immediate effect, though, joining Ireland as head of athletic performance. The English RFU today confirmed that Oyonna head coach Joe El Abd will work as England defence coach in tandem with his job at the French top couture side. So, for the upcoming autumn internationals, Jones is going to work remotely, away from the squad, providing Borthwick and co with tactical analysis. El Abd will work full-time with England once the current French season is complete. Damien McKenzie has been dropped to the bench by All Blacks head coach Scott Robertson for their return fixture with the Wallabies in Wellington on Saturday. He's replaced by Beauden Barrett, who returns to the fold having missed last week's win in Sydney due to illness. Barrett forms part of a new three-quarters partnership, with TJ Perenara returning for his final home test before departing for Japan. Anton Leonard-Brown replaces the injured Jordy Barrett at inside centre. And Robertson explained the switch at out half.
No, we're always playing to get Beauden to go. You have to, you know, like he's played and started every game till now. He showed some great form, and we've got to give guys opportunities and build depth in our team. And it's a nice chance for Beauden to play outside TJ. They've got a combination. They've played a lot of games together, and they've played a lot of games together at the Caketown, so lines up nicely.
Sam Kane will win his 100th cap for the All Blacks on Saturday, and Robertson was asked today why the flanker has never fully ingratiated himself to the New Zealand public.
Oh, look, he's one of those guys you've got to get to know. I think from afar you've got an opinion, but when you actually see him and meet him and what he is and around the environment, he'll say things what others won't. And I don't say that lightly. Like he, I mentioned early on, he's a bit of a sheriff. He's got in the holster and he'll bang, he'll fire and say, no, this is how it is, and I'm going to call you out, or this is the All Black standard. And his ability to do it week after week in a tough position. He's broken his neck. He's bounced back. He's consistent on the field, but I think the leadership part for me is something I really respect. He's been great for us in our environment, and he's performed more importantly. And you know, it's great that we can give him 100 off the back of playing well and what he's done over, you know, his 10 odd year career.
The Wallabies will tackle that test in Wellington without winger Marika Korobiete, who has a wrist injury. His place goes to Dylan Peach. Jake Gordon returns at scrum half for the Wallabies, having made way for Nick White in Sydney last week. And Wallabies head coach Joe Schmidt explained that switch at 9.
Yeah, there's certainly no one dumped. We were really happy with Nick White. I explained last week, Nick White was a fresh legs. Jake had a very big tour of Argentina. We had a very long trip back. And Nick was fresh and ready to go. I don't know if you had too much of a look at some of the contacts he wore. He was pretty beaten up at the end of it, and Jake's fresh. So we've got confidence in all three of our halfbacks. So it's very much a best fit for any given occasion. But Nick did very well. Previous to that, Jake had done very well. He was particularly good in that game in La Plata, I thought, Jake. So, you know, that gives us a bit of confidence. And those two guys bring real experience. They've both been leaders in their Super Rugby environments. Jake's been captain of the Waratahs for 4 years. When we've got, to a degree, a lack of experience in front and behind the nine, it's good to have that experience from either of them.
Schmidt's also explained his base expectations this week for the Wallabies.
We've got to start better, obviously, than last week, and then be able to maintain a real focus, because it's a split second and New Zealand can get away from you so quickly. And if you look back at the tries they scored, some of them, you know, particularly probably Artie's one as a standout, where We're looking to force a pass. Sivu picks it up. Artie's down the other end between the post and in the blink of an eye, really. So you don't give yourself a chance of defending those if you're untidy with the ball, and then at the same time, they're the sort of team who can apply pressure through their set piece and then through their running game that they did in scoring their first try when Will Jordan went through and we didn't have our spacing right defensively.
And finally, Gavin Thornbury has joined English Premiership champions Northampton on a short-term deal. The lock had been a free agent following his release by Connacht at the end of last season. The Saints have also secured the services of Will Spencer as they deal with a second-row injury crisis. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.